It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
Hey everybody, today we're going to talk about pregame warmups. It's a Basketball Coach Unplugged episode. I thought you would enjoy it. It's one of those ones that I just felt like I had to throw over because I have so many questions from high school coaches about pregame warmups. So just going to throw it over and have a great week. Before we jump in, you're going to love today's podcast with Coach Van. I want to remember when we connected. It had to be a couple months ago, but I just found his information and his content and the stuff that he's able to do second to none on the web. So we're going to talk about warm-ups, and he's going to give us a couple drills. He's going to give us some bonus things. If you want to see them, I'll put a link down below. You can watch it on YouTube too. But I think it's definitely worthwhile to listen to. He's going to talk about warm-up drills. We're going to kind of confer on that. I know people are always getting ready for the preseason and kind of what do you do before that game. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Go over and check the great people over at Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $350 off. It's a great machine. If you want to become a shooter, you got to shoot. And Dr. Dish is a great way to be able to do that. Second thing is go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. There's some great content inside of the teachhoops.com community. I'm going to get some of Coach Van's books or playbooks and things inside of my community. So if you want to go over and check it out. There is nothing like it. Coach was surprised when I was telling him how many one-on-one calls and stuff I was doing off the air. You know, that's part of the community. That's what I want to give with teachhoops.com. I not only want to give you a one-stop shop for everything you need to become a better basketball coach, but I want to be there to help you through this journey we call coaching. It's a great one. I've done it for 32 plus years, 33 years, I guess would be this year. But anyway, I want to help you through that. Go over and check it out. Prices. There's going to be a couple shifts. Prices are going to go up. I'm telling you that right now. I think we're thinking about getting rid of the year subscription and going monthly, quarterly, and semi-annually, I guess it would be. So if you're thinking of jumping in, you're going to want to do that soon. So go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
All right. So today, Coach, we're going to talk about pregame warmups. Probably one of the most asked things I have for coaches. And why do you think coaches are asking about pregame warmups before we dive into it?
Well, I think that all coaches are tired of doing the same thing. They do layup drills or basic layup drills, or you do your little horseshoe under the hoop drills, you know, where you got 20 guys standing around watching everybody else shoot shots, right?
So it is. It's like it's one. Okay, so before we came out, we were talking about my pet peeve about the jump ball. So that's another podcast. But this is one of my pet peeves, to be honest with you, is,
And this is from coaching my son when he was little through high school. It's the same stuff that they were doing 50 years ago in warmups. That's the problem I have with pregame warmups. I don't think people. Goodness. Yeah.
Go ahead. What's the point of pregame warmups, though? What's the point? We want to get our guys warmed up and ready to play a game, right? My thing is I want to get them warmed up physically, but I want to get them prepared mentally as well. So the drills that I use before a game, and I'm going to give you two here that we use at the beginning of every practice and we use in our pregame warmups, are going to get your players warmed up. They're going to get your players prepared to play, mentally focused and ready to go. And our first one here that you can see is the four-corner passing. And this one came from Bobby Knight. I'm sure some of you guys have seen this.
Before we jump into the play.
Yes.
So here's my side note with warmups. Okay. Is I think it's an underutilized part of the game for coaches. And here's for the coaches that are listening or watching, is I, like you said, I'm trying to get them ready for the game. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a couple drills to do, but I also think you have to think big picture, you know, depending on how long you have, if you have 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I like running through my stuff. Like if you're the other coach down the sideline, I'm running through my offense. I don't care. Here's all my quick hitters. I don't care. Like if you can prepare in 7 minutes before tip off, then good for you. You're a better coach than me. I'm trying to so coach is going to go through a couple of drills that are going to help as far as that part. But I think as a coach, and I don't know what you think, coach, I think you have to think of that 20 minutes as like, these are my first 20 minutes of the game. Like,
I don't need to
do layup lines. Like if I'm going to do layup lines, I should actually even have a defender in there.
Well, one of the big reasons I chose both these drills, and this is why we use these every game too, is I don't want anybody standing around. And in layup lines or in the horseshoe drill, you've got two guys doing something, and then you got 10 other guys that are standing there pointing at their boyfriend or their girlfriend and, mom waving to mom and dad. No, we don't want that. We want these guys focused and thinking about what we're about to do. So
good. So let's go through these. Yeah. I have not seen these. So this is the best part about this is I'm seeing these for the first time. So this is awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it might look like a little chaos here to start, and some of you guys have probably seen this. Bobby Knight started his practices off every practice over however long he coached with this drill, and I've done the same thing too because it just gets your players mentally sharp. You can start. You see here, you got four lines, two lines that are at the block. You can put them out of bounds here too if you want, and then two lines at the free throw line. You can start with one ball if you're coaching like a younger grade school team, and you can work your way up to three balls. But all it is everybody's going to pass the ball to the right. As you can see, number one here passes the ball to four. And as soon as he passes to four, he's going to cut, receive a pass back from four. And then number one is going to do a dribble handoff to the inside of the line with number four. Okay. And then he's going to just replace and go to the back of that line. Okay. You following me there?
Yeah.
Okay. So as that's happening, now three would pass the ball to one.
Yep.
Okay. You would have the same action. He's going to cut, receive a pass back from one, and then he's going to do a DHO and come to the back of the line.
So they're not pivoting. They're dribbling.
They're passing, getting the ball passed, jump stop, handoff, coming to the inside. Right. And you know how relevant, handoffs are and whatnot. Once you get three balls going in this drill, it gets a little chaotic. You can't be focusing anywhere else.
No.
Things are moving really quick.
And for people listening, I'll put this down in the show notes. You can actually see the screen, and I'll put the PDF if you want to see what we're talking about. So the people that are listening, I love that. Do you ever run it wider than the elbows in the block?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay,
you can definitely go wide with it and take it all the way out to the 3-point line if you wanted to.
Okay.
And really kind of get them going. But this just kind of gives you an idea. It's a drill that we do at the beginning of practice, but you do it in warm-ups. But it's like we typically only do it for like 1 minute. And I might blow the whistle at 30 seconds. We might do it for 2 minutes. And I'll blow the whistle, and then they have to switch and go to the left. And then I'll blow the whistle, and they have to go to the right. So they have to constantly be thinking. They don't know I'm going to be switching that thing up two or three times within the drill. And I'll do the same thing in pregame warm-ups.
Can you do four, or you can't do four balls? Too much?
you got to have one open spot. You got to have one open spot. So we go three.
Oh, you do? Yeah, yeah, because, okay, that makes sense. Yep, yep.
Well, okay. You got to have the one open spot. So that's that one there.
Okay.
That's a great drill. Again, I only do it for like a minute. It just kind of gets the, you know, gets the mind started and the engine going up there, right? Now, this one is going to look chaotic.
Oh, my God. That does. It looks like a star. Is it called a star drill? What's it called?
No, it does look like a star, but it's not. I do have a star drill that we actually do use in our warm-ups as well. But this is Showtime Layups. I got this from Tara Vanderberg years ago. And I've never, ever seen – first of all, you've never seen a team warm up like me. But I'll tell you what. I have never seen a team do this drill or the four corners drill ever. And it's a great warm-up drill, again, because you got – you got five different lines. You can see I got them marked here with ones, the twos over here. You got three in the corner, four in the corner.
So it is, for the people listening, it does look a little bit like a star. It's not the star drill, but it looks like there's somebody under the basket. There's two people. Yeah, kind of.
Usually your typical star drill is you pass and follow to the
right.
The line you just passed to, right?
Yeah.
This is that. Okay. So this here, you can see the chaos here in frame one, but we're going to go to frame two here to make it really simple.
Okay.
So you see here, one starts off and makes the pass here to two.
Yep.
And then, so it's a pass and a cut, and then you receive a pass back, okay? Now, as soon as two makes that pass, he's going to do the same thing, and he's going to cut. Everybody is passing and cutting. So we're passing and cutting, which is what we want to do in our
– right.
Mind blown, right?
Right.
So what we want to do once we get in the basketball game. So one passes to two, gets the ball back from one, and then we come down here. Oh, well, no, we don't. I'm sorry. One – well, now pass. Well, there should be three down here, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So one will pass the ball to three.
Three.
Here, okay? Yep. And then we'll just replace in that line. Now three is going to pass the ball to two who cut.
And then three is going to cut after that.
Exactly, cuts. And then four passes to three. And then three's passing to five. And then five passes to four. And four lays it in. And then at the end of the rotation, five, who's in the corner – who passes the ball to four will rebound, and then we'll go to this line here. Because if he goes to this line, he's just going to be the rebound.
So I've seen both of these drills, but I've seen this drill, but I don't know if I've seen it with the layup. I don't know if I've ever seen it with the layup. That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, four comes down, does the layup here, and then five rebounds, passes the ball, goes to this line, where the layup line will come to the back of this line.
Here. So both of these drills, you're in your line probably for 4 or 5 seconds before you're doing something.
You're moving. So, again, this is just like the four-corner drill. We'll get two or three balls going.
So okay.
Start with one. And now let me preface this, too. When I first teach this drill, it's the thing I do on the very first practice every year. It's a disaster. We have to spend a good, 15 minutes teaching it. But once they got it, they got it all season. Then we're doing it for warm-ups and all that stuff. And it's not as hard as it looks. But, again, it's pass cut. It's just give and go basketball, basically, is what it is.
It's any good drill is going to take, So explain your coloring here. So people that maybe see moving on when we do these more, is red and blue, or the dots obviously are passes, but do the colors have any indication?
No. Well, no. Red is just the pass here of the initial ball. So you can see how many passes are being made. One goes here.
Okay.
Comes back and then comes to three. But the blue was just the second ball.
Oh, the second one. Okay.
The second ball. So when you add, like I said, you can add three balls in this drill. You want to space it out a little bit. And you want to make sure. And I think to start this drill, I want to say, what did you have to have? Ooh, I think it's 8 minimum, which is also kind of nice.
It's kind of nice. You know what I love about your stuff too, Coach, is there's a lot of drills and a lot of things. I love that you over explain it, like in your down below, because maybe I'm not very smart, but I sometimes can't follow all the arrows and stuff. And I need to be able to just like, this does this, this does this, this does this. And I love that you do that. You overdo that. That's probably why your books are like 8,000 pages. But it's
You got to know where the rotations go, right? I mean, you can see a drill and you can get confused and, oh, where's this guy going and what's he doing?
Well, now? I think you get confused when you actually do it live. I think you know it when you have it.
Yeah,
on that sheet of paper, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh crap, John ran there, and then you got to look in 2 seconds when you're at practice, like, oh crud, where's he supposed to go? That's what I found over a long coaching career. It's like, oh, I thought I knew it, but I didn't really know it.
Yep, I agree.
Are awesome. All right. So I will put these down in the show notes. So people that want to see what we were just talking about, some couple really great pregame warm-up drills. And then I will put a link for Coach's book on – is the book on pregame warm-ups?
We haven't talked about this, but I'm actually going – this is going to be in your membership area for free.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Join T-Hoops.
So you can get all these for free.
Join T-Hoops. There you go. Done. Perfect. Yep. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. Again, we'll put the links down below, not only to Coach's website, which is important, but if you want to join T-Hoops.com for coaches who want to get better, you can get what he's just talking about, all of them. I think it's like a 32-pager free inside of T-Hoops.com, 14-day free trial as we speak. So go over and check that out, and hope you join the podcast tomorrow. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.